Our story today plays in well to trying to stick to those New Year's resolutions. Our story today called Never Give Up from Justin McEwen. U.S. paratrooper Joseph Barrel served with the 101st Airborne during World War II. Prior to the start of the Normandy invasions, Barrel jumped twice into occupied France to coordinate, provide arms and money to several French resistant units. Then he jumped on D-Day in France, destroying an enemy gun emplacement. He was captured, escaped, captured again, nearly beaten to death as uniform and dog tags were taken from him. A German soldier attempted to infiltrate U.S. lines dressed in Barrel's uniform, and he was killed. The U.S. War Department believed Barrel had been killed in combat and notified his parents. His mother refused to believe that her son was dead and continued to ignore the calls from the family to accept his death. Barrel was taken into captivity at a German-controlled POW camp, where he attempted to escape and was shot and wounded. He survived on minimum food and medical attention. Barrel would be held in 7 different POW camps. He escaped again. This time, the Gestapo was ready to shoot him, claiming he was a spy. He escaped again and found his way to a Soviet armor brigade, which was near the POW camp. Barrel, having knowledge of engines and mechanical background, assisted the Soviet tank unit, which was equipped with American-made M4 Sherman tanks. He served with the armor unit commanded by a Soviet female officer and acted as a scout for the Russians against German positions. He was wounded again when a German dive bomber attacked the Russian armored column. From there, he was taken to a Soviet hospital where he met Soviet Marshal Zhukov, who was curious on how this American paratrooper ended up in a Soviet hospital. Zhukov was so impressed with Barrel's story, he provided safe passage back to the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Due to the War Department believing that Barrel had been killed back in June of 1944, the U.S. government kept him under guard for several days till his dental records confirmed that he indeed was Barrel. Barrel actually served more combat time with the Soviets than the Americans and received both U.S. and Soviet citations. Barrel returned home and married his sweetheart. He was married by the same priest who, 2 years earlier, had his funeral when his family believed he was dead. Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.